Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Mara Steepers is a psychologist and our personal trainer for the mind, talking more in the wake of White Ribbon Day, an international event against domestic violence and violence against women. You've got some practical tips for the guys this week.
The White Ribbon campaign has a big focus on empowering men to do things differently, and not just men who may find themselves to be abusers, but also White Ribbon Day has the goal of changing community attitudes towards violence towards women. So affirming men that aren't violent, celebrating the work that they do and the role models that men can play for other men, and in particular from generation to generation. So all the fathers out there, all the grandfathers, there are your kids and grandkids are walking in your shadow, and so your actions then inform the next generation. So think about your role as a role model and the things you might be able to do. So there's sort of 10 quick strategies that we'll go through that White Ribbon Day campaigns say that men can do. And you can see these on www.whiteribbonday.org.au. So the first one is listen to women and learn from women and hear about their experiences and validate their experiences. Learn about the problem. There's domestic violence, in particular violence against women, is one of, sadly, one of those issues that men in particular are dissuaded to from talking about. And that tends to be, even in the media, it tends to be in the pubs, in the clubs, in the families, in the churches, in a lot of different realms where men congregate. It's sadly a topic that isn't talked about, and so it kind of remains a little bit taboo. So learn about the problem. What are the dynamics? What makes it happen? Who do these things? Learn why some men are violent. Actually, just even asking the question, thinking about what might make this happen. There are motives, there are reasons. They often extend beyond relationship issues, and there are deeper kind of causes for that. So do a little bit of research on that. And White Ribbon Day, the White Ribbon Day website's a great resource for that as well. Nice, easy access. One really powerful thing that men can do as role models for other men and for other women is to challenge sexist language and jokes that degrade women. Well, the key factor that underlies a lot of domestic and family violence is power and control dynamic, which is based on really gender inequality. So, and those jokes are just everyday representations of that. So by actually being able to walk away from that or stand up to that when you hear it, you're actually taking a stand and being a positive male role model. Learn to identify and oppose sexual harassment and violence in your workplace, school and family. I mean, this is, we now have whole organisations which are equal opportunity employers and try to change systems, but they often, this sort of stuff actually often happens around the lunchroom and that sort of thing as well. So there's things that you can do there. Support local women's programs, services that provide assistance for victims of domestic violence or families, children. Think about your own behaviour. Think about how you conduct yourself, and that's that role modelling thing. It's how, what message am I sending about my relationship with this behaviour or this concept, and how might it affect those that are walking in my shadow. Work towards long-term solutions. Think about those kids that are coming up. Think about systems change. What can you do if you own a business or you work or you have a position as a manager? What can you do to help make that a sustainable change in your organisation or maybe in your family or in your church? And get involved in White Ribbon. There's events all over Australia. There's events all over the world. Get online and have a look. There's dinners, there's football games, there's barbecues, there's things at Bunnings, warehouses, they're everywhere. So get involved and contribute to the cause. Take your sons along and get involved in it.